Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient unto us. Thank you for battles that for us to overcome, that you stepped in and fought for us, the one for us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your interventions received in our situation. Thank you for your peace that fills our hearts. Lasting joy that fills our hearts. Be in Jesus' name. We thank you for thank you for moving in a mighty way, and to help us in times of need. Thank you, Lord. And glory that is sitting on us. Thank you for your will that is coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for all that the enemy in our lives that you have uprooted. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs, Lord, through to our prayers. Thank you, Father, our fastings and prayers to go. Thank you for your mercies. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I've created and set into our future for us. Thank you for we know you have great plans for us. And those are very good plans. You will bring them all to pass. Thank you. Thank you for how manifest in our midnight. And thank you because you will manifest again this midnight. I ask, O Lord, that the fate of as many that will join this prayer and demonstrate faith in you, faith in your power through prayers. Lord, I ask that you reward their faith miracles and blessings in the name of Jesus. As we pray right now, lead us by your Holy Spirit. Fill our environment with your lead us by your Spirit. Fill this place and let your name be forever glorified. Thank you for your expectations. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. To start with worship songs, and after that we will go into prayer point. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. Worthy to be glorified. You are. You are worthy to be God. You are worthy, Jehovah. Worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be. You are worthy, Jehovah. Worthy to be glorified. You, the Lord, how exalted. Oh Lord, how excellent is your name, Lord. Oh Lord, how excellent. How excellent is your name. How excellent, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Excellent is your name, oh Lord. Powerful is your name. How powerful is your name, oh Lord. is your powerful, is your name. Oh, oh Lord, how powerful is, how powerful is your name, Lord, how powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. How powerful is your name. Oh, you are the mighty, the great I am. Hallelujah, hallelujah, the mighty God, the I am, hallelujah. The great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You mighty God. The great Hallelujah, Hallelujah. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He is from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. Is Lord. Every knee, every tongue shall confess Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. Lord. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. We will praise everlasting. Everlasting to ever, He will praise you from everlasting, everlasting. We will praise you from everlasting. To everlasting, we from everlasting, everlasting, we will praise you from everlasting to everlasting, we. You from everlasting, everlasting, everlasting. Be magnified, O Lord. You are highly and there is nothing you, oh Lord, heart is on you. Be magnified, oh Lord, be magnified, be magnified, be magnified, oh Lord. Highly exalted, and you can't do Lord, my eyes are on you. Oh Lord, be magnified forever, oh Lord, your in heaven it is settled forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever, oh Lord. For this settled in heaven, it is settled forever, forever. Oh Lord, Your word is settled in heaven. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven, it is settled forever. In heaven, it is settled. Covenant, covenant, keeping God. There is no Alpha and Omega. No one like you. Covenant keeping. There is no one like you. Alpha and Omega. There is no one like you. Covenant, Lord, there is no one like you, and Omega, there is no one like you, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. We lift you up, God, we lift your name. We lift up your name. prophet, O Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Lift up your name, God, we lift up. We lift you up, full of praise, with a heart full of praise. Open, O Lord, our God, in the highest. God, your name, God, we lift up your name. With a heart full of praise, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. We praise you, we praise you, O Lord. We praise you, we praise you, O Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. Lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord, in our lives. We see what you're doing one more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. King of glory, we worship you. Lord of hosts, God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. You reign. 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 God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you, Jehovah. We praise you, Jehovah. We praise you, King of Glory. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Hallelujah. Begin to worship him. Praise him. Adore him. Glorify him. Worship his majesty. Worship his majesty. O God of heaven and the earth, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of hosts, mighty God, mighty healer, mighty savior, mighty deliverer, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles. We worship you, Father, for you are above all. You are above everything and everyone. You are higher than all, greater than all, mightier than all. You are the Lord. In the whole universe, you are the Lord. In the highest heavens, you are the Lord. In the deepest of depth, you are the Lord. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Lord. In every realm, you are the Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. You control times and seasons. You do mighty miracles. You make impossible things possible. You enforce your will to happen, and no one can stop you. Even the kings of the earth, the rulers of nations, cannot stop your enforcement and decrees. O Lord of hosts, we worship you. We praise you, Father. You have decreed the end of all things, even before they began to exist. We bless your holy name. You reverse irreversible things. You are the one who cures the incurable. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for who you are. For you can never change. You can never fail. Your faithfulness is forever. Your loving kindness, your mercies are forever. We worship you, Lord. We are so grateful because we can trust in you. We can depend on you. We can believe in you. We can wait on you. Because we know that you cannot let us down. You will always be there for us. We worship you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. I know the network was not good. I had to switch to another network provider. I trust God that this one will be good. Let us take this Thanksgiving prayer to the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your kingdom that you have brought into my life. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your kingdom that is ruling in my life. And thank you for bringing me into your kingdom. Thank you for bringing your kingdom into my life. Thank you, Father. For I have access to all that is mine in your kingdom. For you have given me access to beautiful things, powerful things, great things, wonderful things that are in your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for the entrance and access you have given to me in your kingdom. Thank you for bringing me into your kingdom. And thank you for giving me access to all the grace that are in your kingdom. All the helps, all the security, the protection, the blessings that are in your kingdom. Thank you for connecting me with all of them. The power, the dominion that are in your kingdom. Thank you for connecting me with all of them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your kingdom that has come upon my life, come into my life, and have prevailed in my life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for your kingdom. For your kingdom is beautiful. Your kingdom is glorious. Your kingdom is great. Your kingdom is powerful. Your kingdom is victorious. Thank you for connecting me with everything that is in your kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. Even the eternal life that is in your kingdom. Thank you for giving me that eternal life, the joy, the peace that are in your kingdom, the wealth that are in your kingdom, the riches. Thank you for connecting me with them all. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, bring down your presence that make all things possible. Bring down that presence of yours upon me right now. You're going to say, Father, bring down upon me your presence that make all things possible. Your presence that makes all things possible. Your presence that makes all things possible. Oh Lord, bring it down upon my life. Bring it down upon my environment. In the name of Jesus, begin to talk to God like that. #GetHeneverHashinegala. Bring it down upon my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, your presence that makes all things possible. Bring it down. Bring it down upon my life right now. Bring it down upon my life right now. In the name of Jesus, your presence that makes all things possible. Your presence that makes my breakthroughs possible. Your presence that will make my breakthroughs happen. Your presence that will make my progress happen. Your presence that will make me victorious. Lord, bring down that presence of yours upon my life. There are different kind of God's presence. I mean different dimensions of God's presence. So Lord, bring upon me your presence that makes mighty miracles happen. Bring it down upon my life right now. Bring it down upon my life right now. Your presence that will give me dominion over the powers of darkness fighting me. Oh Lord, bring down that presence upon me right now. Your presence that will give dominion over sin, dominion over sicknesses and diseases. Lord, bring down such presence of yours upon me right now, upon my body, upon my soul, upon my spirit, upon my environment. Thank you, Lord. Bring down that presence of yours. I believe you're praying that prayer with the whole of your heart. So Lord, I need that presence. I need your presence that makes all things possible. I need your presence. Rain it down upon me. Bring it down upon me right now. right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the reason of your presence, let every door the enemy have closed against me, every door the enemy have closed against my progress and success, begin to open now. By the reason of your presence with me, let those doors begin to open now. In everywhere I go, and let those doors that the enemy have closed against my progress and success be opened. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let your presence with me begin to open them. As I move about, let every door the kingdom of darkness have closed against my success and progress begin to open unto me. In the name of Jesus, in every way, thank you, Lord, that I go, in every place, those doors have been closed. Oh, Lord, let your presence that is with me open them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let your presence open every door the enemy have closed against my progress and success. Let your presence with me begin to open them now. As I face those doors, let your presence with me open them unto me. As I appear in those places, let your presence with me open those doors unto me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, connect me with the right persons. I need to walk with for my destiny to be fulfilled, for my calling to be fulfilled. Connect me, O Lord, with the right persons that I need to walk with for my destiny to be fulfilled, for my calling to be fulfilled. O Lord, connect me with them right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, connect me. Connect me with the right persons. Connect me with the right persons. Connect me with the right persons. In the name of Jesus, the right persons that I need to walk with to achieve the fulfillment of my calling, to achieve the manifestation of my calling. Lord, connect me with them. in the name of Jesus. People that I need to work with, partner with, so that I can fulfill your purpose for my life in the end. Oh Lord, connect me with them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You are still going to pray? You're going to place your right hand on your head? You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, or destroy the strength of darkness over my mind. The strength of darkness over my thoughts. Over my feelings, over my emotions, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Destroy the strength of darkness over my mind. Over my thinking pattern, over my thoughts, over my emotions, destroy the strength of darkness over my mind. Place your right hand on your head. Begin to talk to God like that. Begin to talk to God like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the stronghold of darkness over my mind and thoughts in the name of Jesus. Destroy it now. I refuse to be controlled by darkness. I refuse to be controlled by Satan. I refuse to think in the direction devil wants me to think. I refuse to imagine things as devil wants me to. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the strength of darkness over my mind. In the name of Jesus, destroy the strength of darkness. Thank you, Lord. Over my thoughts, over my emotions, over my feelings. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to think impure thoughts. I refuse to think demonic thoughts. I refuse to think what the devil is projecting to my mind to think. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you can remove your hand from your head. From your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, honor your word. In my life, fulfill your prophecies for my life. Say, Father, honor your word. In my life, fulfill your promises and prophecies for my life, so that honor can be given to your name. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, bring honor to your name by honoring your word in my life. Bring honor to your name by fulfilling your promises and prophecies for my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, bring honor to your name. Bring honor to your name. Bring praise to your name by honoring your word in my life, by fulfilling your promises and prophecies for my life. Do it, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do it now, in the name of Jesus. Do it now, in the name of Jesus. Do it now, in the name of Jesus. O God of Israel, honor your word in my life. 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 Thank you, Lord. Bring to pass your promises and prophecies for my life, so that honor can be given to your name. So that praise can be given to your name. Honor your word in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, "Arise, O God. Fight my battles and make me experience perfect peace, perfect peace, perfect peace, perfect victory. Arise, O God, fight my battles, and make me experience perfect peace and victory right now in the name of Jesus." Begin to pray like that. The Hashan Dekapashnagala, O God of heaven and the earth, arise for my sake. Arise for my sake. Fight my battles. Fight my battles. And give me perfect peace. Give me perfect rest. Give me perfect victory. In the name of Jesus. Arise now. Arise now. Fight my battles. Arise now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Arise now. Jehaketenda hatasa vashtagala. Nijedeke herene halashdeya. Arise now, King of glory. Arise in your power. Arise in your might. Arise in your strength. Arise in your dominion. Arise in your authority. Fight my battles. Fight my battles. Fight my battles. I believe you're praying that prayer seriously. Say, "Arise, O God. Fight my battles. Give me peace. Perfect peace. Give me perfect rest. Give me perfect victory in the name of Jesus." The shiate hand the sea, Masha de tam de gashda. Right now, arise. Fight my battles. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray, and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the beautiful and glorious future my God have for me begin to manifest, begin to appear. Yeah, if when we talk about future, even tomorrow is a future. The next hour is a future. Yeah, the next week is a future. So anything that is not present, even the next minute is the future. So don't think we are talking about maybe next year or next 5 years or next 10 years. So you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the beautiful and glorious future my God has for me manifest right now. Manifest right now. Begin to pray like that. Tasha the Bagante and the Halashda, manifest right now, manifest right now, manifest right now, in the name of Jesus, the beautiful and glorious future my Father has designed for me. Begin to manifest now. Thank you, Lord. Begin to manifest now in the name of Jesus the beautiful and great and glorious future my Heavenly Father has designed for my life and calling and destiny. Appear right now. Manifest right now. In the name of Jesus, manifest. Thank you, Lord. Manifest. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, you know, in the ancient times, before money was discovered or invented, let's use the word invented, before the invention of money, there is what we call trade by barter or barter trade. You give what you have to get what you need. You give equal value of what you need. You give it to the person. So maybe you have a very beautiful shoe. So you give the person the shoe to get another thing that is of equal value of that shoe. Yeah. And mind you, there is also demonic barter trade. Yeah, there is also demonic barter trade. So, which means that devil is able to take good things from people, good virtues, beautiful things God has put inside people, they will be able to take it and exchange it, for rubbish. I mean, devil take that which is good from people and give them something, something maybe bad, I should say, or even worse, as a replacement. Yeah. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I command instant reversal of every demonic barter trade that has happened on my destiny. Every demonic trade by barter. At least I've explained it to you, so you know what you're praying about. Yeah, you're going to say, I command instant reversal of every demonic barter trade that have happened on my life and destiny. Let there be reversal right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. In other words, you are saying that what has been stolen from me, be returned. And that which it, the evil that devil put in me to replace the good is stolen, let that evil go back to the devil. And let that good come back. That is what you're trying to say with this prayer point. Say, I command instant reversal of every demonic and witchcraft barter trade that happened on my destiny, that happened to my destiny. Let there be reversal right now. In the name of Jesus, let there be reversal right now. Let there be reversal right now. Witchcraft, barter trade that happened to my destiny, be reversed now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, in some cases, it is we that deliberately go and do that trade with the devil. Yeah, whether through ignorance or through deliberate sins. Yeah. There's some people that went to seek for solutions from false prophets. And that visit to the false prophet made them lose something great that is in their destiny, because that false prophet took their glory and put something else. on their lives. So they did not know. Yeah. And some people, they went to commit fornication, adultery. They went to sleep with a demonic agent, whether a demonic agent that is a man, I mean that was a man or a woman. Yeah, and from the day they slept with that agent, something left their life and destiny. Something great, something glorious left their lives. Yeah. And from that time, they have not been able to get it back. Yeah, so I don't know things you did ignorantly that have made you lose great things in your destiny to the devil. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercies, restore every fortunes, every great things I willingly give to the kingdom of darkness, whether deliberately or ignorantly. Oh Lord, in your mercy, restore them. Restore them now. Restore them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every great things that you have placed in my destiny, or you placed in my destiny, that I willingly handed over to the kingdom of darkness. Oh Lord of hosts, in your mercy, restore them to me. Restore them unto me. Restore them unto me. In the name of Jesus, great fortunes, great glory, great virtues, great strength that I lost to the enemy through sin, through ignorance. Oh Lord of hosts, according to your mercies, restore them. Restore them unto me in the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying. Restore them unto me. Thank you, Lord. Restore them unto me. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Every beautiful things you placed in my destiny, in my calling, every beautiful things you placed in my life and destiny that I ignorantly gave over to darkness, to the kingdom of darkness. Oh Lord, in your mercy, restore them now. 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 Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, do you know that your ambitions can be your limitation? Your ambitions can be your limitations. What you are aspiring to become to achieve, to attain, can actually be what has been limiting you from moving forward. We have some people who are so ambitious about traveling out of their country to some better countries, or maybe some country with good economy. And instead of them investing in certain things in their own country that would make them rich, they keep spending money on how they would, you know, travel to this so-called better country. Yeah, they keep writing exams. I want to go and do masters. I want to go and do PhD in this country. So they kept writing exams. They kept processing, and they think, you know, kept failing. Yeah, and for years, they could not move forward because of that ambition. Yeah, I just use that as an example. So sometimes your ambition can be your limitation, because it is not in agreement with the will of God for your life. Yeah, we have people in ministry that are also ambitious. Yeah, I want to have a very big building that can contain 200,000 people at a time. I want to build a structure, a church building that can contain a large number of people at a time. And because of that, they kept on doing all manner of things that God don't want them to do to raise the money. Yeah. And many of them, they still could not, in 5 years, 8 years, they still could not finish the building. Yeah, because God was not there. It wasn't the will of God. Yeah. So these are just examples. I don't know what you are ambitious about, what you are so aspiring for, that is not God's will for your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, terminate every ambition that I have that is limiting my life, limiting my progress, limiting my success, limiting my prosperity. Oh Lord, terminate such ambitions. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I'll begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, I open up my life unto you. Terminate that ambition. Every ambition in my heart. Yeah, some people, they have marriage ambition. So they have the kind of person they want to marry. Yeah. They want the person to look in a certain way, have certain level of wealth or level of properties. Yeah, and because of that, up to now, they are not yet married. Continue to pray. I don't know the ambition. So, oh Lord, destroy every ambition that I have that is bringing limitation on my life, limitation on my destiny, limitation on my calling. Oh Lord, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. terminate them now. In the name of Jesus, every ambition that I have deep down in my mind, you might think you don't have an ambition, but maybe it's so deep in your mind and you're always craving for that. Craving for that. So Lord, destroy every ambition in my heart that is contending with the manifestation of your will for my life, calling and destiny. Destroy them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, separate me from those who give counsels that will not lead me to the future you have for me. There are some people that if you continue to listen to their counsels, you will never enter into the future God has prepared for you. If you continue to yield to their counsels, listen to their counsels, follow their counsels and advice, you will never enter into that glorious future God has for you. So you're going to say, Father, separate me from those who give wrong counsels that will not take me into the future you have prepared for me. Separate me from them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus, separate me from them. Separate me from them right now. Separate me from such people, whoever they are, whether they are even my parents or close friends or relatives or siblings, whoever they could be, oh Lord, separate me from them. Separate me from those who give wrong counsels. Those who give wrong counsels that won't take me into the future you have prepared for me. Lord, separate me from them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out of my life every spirit of darkness assigned to make me walk against myself. Yeah, we have some people that they are their own enemies. In fact, we have a lot of people in that category. Yeah, and they themselves, they know. Yeah, because they know that somehow they just find themselves misbehaving when they are almost breaking through. They just find themselves not doing what is right anymore. Yeah, so devil is using themselves against themselves. Yeah, you give them fasting. Yeah, and then they fast for the first, second, third day. Yeah, and then suddenly just stop fasting. Whereas the fasting, whereas it's so important that they complete those days of fasting, maybe 8 days or 7 days. It's so important that they complete those days for them to have the breakthrough. But then they just stop, maybe on the second day, they just feel like, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I have to do this. If God loves me, He can just help me without fasting. And that is how they by themselves stopped their breakthroughs. You know, that is just an example. We have many cases, many examples of how people became their own enemy, even at the point of breakthrough. Yeah. And they themselves knew that it was because I stopped doing this, that my life is still at this point. They themselves, they knew. Yeah, they knew that it was because either they stopped doing something or they did something that their lives have been limited and stagnant. People like that, they always know. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast out of my life every spirit of darkness assigned to make me work against myself, to make me my own enemy. I cast out that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. I begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Every spirit from hell assigned to turn me against my life, to turn me against my calling, to turn me against my destiny, I cast out such spirits right now in the name of Jesus. Place your right hand on your head and pray that prayer seriously. Say, I cast out every spirit of darkness assigned to make myself my own enemy, to make me walk against my breakthrough, to make me walk against my success, to make me walk against my spiritual growth, to make me walk against my progress, to make me walk against my promotion and greatness. I cast out that spirit. Come out of my life right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come out of my life. 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 Every spirit of darkness assigned to make me walk against my prayers from answering, come out of my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray? You are still going to place your right hand on your head? You're going to say, I cast out of my life every spirit of darkness making me to agree with my weaknesses. Yeah, you will always be enslaved by your weaknesses as long as you continue to agree with that weakness. Yeah, when you keep agreeing, there is nothing bad in having that weakness, then the grace of God will not manifest to destroy that weakness, to uproot that weakness. If you keep agreeing that no one can be perfect, yeah, which is a lie, because in Matthew chapter 5 verse 48, Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. So if you keep lying to yourself, yeah, that no one can be perfect, I think this weakness is normal to human, since I'm a human. Yeah, so in as much as you continue to agree with the weakness, you will never rise above many levels. Yeah, because certain levels are not for weak people. Yeah, they are not for weak people. So you are going to pray. You know those weaknesses in your life. Yeah, that is limiting your spiritual growth and victories. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, I cast out every spirit of darkness making me to agree with my weaknesses, making me to fall in love with my weaknesses. Come out of my life. Thank you, Lord. Come out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Gesture deket hada hadibishilia. Nahande juja tasabalagala. Mashiande ketagalagria. For 3 years, you have been listening to what your weakness is telling you. Then you can't move forward as long as you continue to agree. You continue to tell yourself that I can't do this. I don't think I can do this. In as much as you continue to listen to the voice of your weakness, believe me, there's no progress for you. No progress for you. Say, I cast out every spirit of darkness, making me to agree with my weaknesses. come out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. The Hesha Dekatabia Riga. Come out now. Thank you, Lord. Come out of my body. Come out of my soul. Come out of my spirit. I disagree with my weaknesses. I connect with the strength of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. There's a divine authority in your tongue or in your mouth as a Christian. Yeah, the Bible says that you have been given authority to bind and it will be bound. And to lose, and it will be loosed. Why? Because immediately you bind heaven, will bind whatever you bind. So he said, whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. So immediately you bind heaven, binds that thing. And immediately you lose, heaven lose that thing. Yeah, so which means that you are in charge. Yeah. It means there are so many things God wants you to be in charge. In so many things. In so many affairs. God wants you to be in charge because he already have given you the authority to determine what should happen and what should not happen. Of course, there are certain things that we are not the one in charge. It is the Lord that is in charge. But there are several issues that God already handed over the control to our hands, that we should use the name of Jesus to determine what should happen pertaining to those issues and what should not happen. So you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I shut down the door through which forces of darkness are able to attack me, through which agents of darkness are able to oppress me. I shut down such doors right now. Right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I shut down doors, portals, through which darkness, demons, agents of darkness, powers of darkness, forces of hell are able to attack and oppress me. I shut down such doors by my authority in Jesus Christ. I shut down such doors. I shut down such portals right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I shut down every door, every portal through which forces of darkness, powers of darkness, agents of darkness are able to attack and oppress me. I shut down such doors now in the name of Jesus. I shut them down forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yes, we're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're going to say, I shut down every door. And portals through which forces and agents of darkness are able to enter into my dreams and attack me and oppress me. You're going to say, I shut down every door, every portal through which agents of darkness, forces of darkness, spirits of darkness are able to enter into my dreams and attack and oppress me. I shut down those doors now in the name of Jesus. Now. Thank you, Lord. Now. In the name of Jesus, Gehara Yetenda Harashiga, Mahanda Hashtegala, Mehara Geshishidaglia, Tesujen Deshto de Galavala. Right now I shut them down. Every doors and portals through which forces of darkness, agents of darkness, spirits of darkness, are able to enter into my dreams and visions to attack me. I shut them down now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to shut them down. Continue to shut them down. Thank you, Lord. Every portal, every door through which darkness and witchcraft and principalities and powers of darkness are able to enter into my dreams and attack and oppress me, I shut down those doors. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, they are shut down. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, I think we have prayed this prayer point before. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy every power using my own words against me. Every power using the words that have come out of my mouth against me, let the fire of God destroy them now. Yeah, there are certain things that you might have said from your mouth that you shouldn't have said, because those things were negative. Yeah, but in the realm of the spirit, they don't want to know whether you said those words by mistake. Yeah, in as much as you spoke those things, they can weaponize it against you. So they can tell the angels of God that, look, that is what she said to herself or to himself. she said that she can never prosper. Yeah. Things like that. Like, they could report that this is what she said. She said she can never move forward. Yeah, she said she can never have this. So why should you give this to her? Yeah. So you're going to pray that prayer seriously. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God destroy powers of darkness using my own words against me, using the words of my mouth against me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the fire of God destroy them and the operations, powers of darkness, using my words against me. Catch fire of God in the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness, using my own words against me. Catch fire of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be consumed by fire in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, expose and disgrace agendas of the enemy to hurt me, plans of the enemy to hurt me. Oh Lord, expose, disgrace, and disappoint them. Expose, disgrace, disappoint them. Make their plans turn to nothing. Make their plans fail woefully. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, expose and disgrace and disappoint plans of the enemy to haunt me, plans of the enemy, agenda of darkness, agenda of agents of darkness to cause me harm. Oh Lord, expose and turn it to nothing. Expose and disgrace their plans. Expose and terminate their plans. In the name of Jesus, let them be disappointed. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Let them fail. In the name of Jesus, let them fail. Make them fail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray? You're going to say, Father, go ahead of me. Into this coming year. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, go ahead of me. Into this coming year and make way for my breakthroughs, make way for my blessings to reach me, make way for my progress and success. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Bijade ke te hamba shigalagala. Deha jeshenege ta shigala. Say, Father, go ahead of me into this coming year. Go ahead of me and make way for my success. Make way for my breakthroughs. Make way for my promotion. Make way for my elevation. Make way for me. Make way for me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Make way for my greatness. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead of me, Lord. As you went ahead of the children of Israel, till you brought them into the promised land. Oh Lord, go ahead of me to this next year and make way for my success and prosperity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points before we round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. let swift destruction from the throne of God fall upon environmental demons, territorial demons that are not going to let me move forward, that are not going to let me prosper and succeed. Let swift destruction from the throne of God fall upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that and include territorial witchcraft also. So let swift destruction from the throne of God fall upon every territorial demons and witchcraft that won't let me move forward, that won't let me succeed. Let swift destruction from the throne of God fall on them now. Fall on them now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that aggressively. Swift destruction from the throne of the Almighty God fall upon territorial devils, territorial witchcraft, territorial darkness that won't let me break through, that won't let me possess my possessions, that won't let me rise and shine. Now be destroyed by swift destruction of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, be destroyed. Thank you, Lord. Let swift destruction from heaven fall on them. Now, in the name of Jesus, swift destruction from the throne of the Most High God. Continue to pray like that. There are powers in your environment. That's what we call territorial powers. Continue to pray. Darkness in your environment. Wickedness in your environment. Begin to say, let swift destruction from the throne of the Most High God fall upon them all. In the name of Jesus, territorial wickedness, territorial witchcraft, territorial demons that have vowed not to let me move forward in life and destiny, be destroyed by the destruction of the Most High God. Now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to produce results. Yeah. In the works of my hands. going to say, I receive strength to produce success in the works of all, from the works of my hands. I receive strength to produce fruitfulness, prosperity, greatness from the works of my hands. I receive strength right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. See, I receive strength to produce results, success, prosperity from the works of my hands, fruitfulness from the works of my hands. I receive strength. I receive strength. I receive strength in the name of Jesus. Yeah, the works of your hands is not only limited to what you are doing for income or for money. It involves everything you are doing to bless people, assignments, if you are a minister of God, ministerial assignments, everything you are doing that is to touch lives. Continue to pray. Say, I receive strength to produce results, great results, great fruitfulness. I receive strength to produce success, prosperity from the works of my hands. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. 3 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let me see your power. At those points where my strength has failed, where my wisdom has failed, let me see your power appear to help me. Let me see your power appear to help me. Let me see your power appear to help me. Continue to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, let me see your power appear in those points where my strength has failed me, where my wisdom has failed me. Let me see your power appear to help me. Thank you, Lord. Let me see your power appear to help me. Let me see your power appear to help me. Let me see your power appear to help me. In those moments, in those points, in those areas of my life where my own wisdom has failed, where my own strength has failed, let your power appear to help me. In the name of Jesus, let me see your power help me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are going to pray. We are going to say, Father, according to your great mercies, let let the things I have planted in the hope of expecting increase, let them yield unto me great increase. Let the things I have planted, I have sown, I have invested in, or invested, yeah, with the hope of getting increase, let them yield unto me great increase. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And that's the best way I can construct the prayer point. So, Lord, the things I have planted, places where I have labored with expectation to get increase from there. Oh God of Israel, command great increase to come out of those places right now in the name of Jesus. The things I have planted with expectation, in expectation for great increase. Oh Lord, make them yield great increase unto me. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the name of Jesus, make them yield great increase unto me. Make them yield great increase unto me. Thank you, Father. Everything I have planted in expectation for great increase, for increase, oh Lord, make them yield great increase unto me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to adjust my life. To line up with your will and desires for my life. To help me to adjust my life. Help me to adjust my life. Help me to reorganize my life. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, Father, help me to adjust my life. Help me to rearrange my life. Help me to correct my life. Help me to reorganize my life. To line up with your will and desires for my life. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. 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 Thank you, Lord, to reorganize, to rearrange, to adjust, to correct, to repent, so that my life can line up with your will and desires for my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We're going to stop here as I'll be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that has many things, many blessings in it for us. Thank you for your power you have made available unto us so that we can have great victories and also possess our possessions. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show your mercy on everyone who have stayed with me throughout this prayer session. I ask, O Lord, that in your mercy, bless everyone. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, according to your great mercy, stretch forth your hand, bless everyone right here, right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, that you revisit those areas in their lives. You had once visited. I ask that you revisit those areas and give unto everyone perfect deliverances, perfect deliverances, perfect healings, perfect restoration. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the hand of the Lord shall touch every part of your life that has been damaged by the enemy, wounded by the enemy. Let the hand of the Lord touch them now and fix them all in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that a great beauty from heaven shall cover your life. Your life shall be far more beautiful than when it was damaged by the enemy. You shall see great beauty from the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered these prayers. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.